Hello and welcome to Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. A show about empowering and motivating you to broaden your mind. Now, here is your host, Sonia Leray.
Good afternoon, Whispers, and welcome to another fabulous episode of Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. I am your host, Sonia Leray, lifestyle relationship counselor, fashion psychologist, educator, and motivational speaker. Oh my goodness, Whispers, it is so good to be back in our safe zone and to be bringing forward another dynamic discussion in our Whisperers Lounge. I have to tell you, I'm so happy to be in here. Every Friday is a great day for me because I get to join and connect with you all. And, you know, we get to have our fabulous cocktail mocktail that Dustin is just killing. Oh my word. Listen, tell them, Whispers, if they don't have the cocktail or the mocktail, or they're not on our newsletter in that email, oh, they are missing it, aren't they? It is so good. Make sure that you click the live link in the description box and subscribe, because I'm telling you, we are doing dynamic things in there. And there was a special invitation to all of our Whispers that if you weren't a part of it, guess what? You're going to miss it. And it's our first sip and chat. Yes, we're going to have a good time. We're about to turn up and just enjoy each other. It's going to be a lot of fun. You know, I'm excited for you to join the conversation. So please make sure that you call in at 516-595-8091. Once again, that number is 516-595-8091. And Whispers, you know, Blog Talk Radio has our back. They put a live chat box in each and every one of our episodes. And you know, you can drop your questions, your comments. If you want me to reiterate something, and you know how your girl loves to moderate a great chat box. Oh, my word. And listen, I'm excited today because we have a special group in our private Zoom room. It's the Sun Divas. They're out of Malibu, California. Woo! These ladies are gorgeous, and they are into podcasts that enlighten, uplift, and encourage you to shift your mindset. Everything that we're about right here on Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. Well, ladies, welcome. It was great chatting with you before the show. I look forward to chatting with you afterward as well. Don't forget, I want you to join the conversation so you can call in at 516-595-8091. So are you guys ready to start our discussion today? You know how I love to start each and every one of our discussions with a clear meaning or a definition, and this is no different. So listen, we're going to get the understanding or the meaning of vibration. Now see, now we're not talking about those sound waves that are like a part of water or vibrating in that way. We're going to really talk and pour into this because our topic is, are you low or high vibration? See, it's about Y-O-U. So the definition of vibration is this: a person's emotional state that's associated with the level of mental stimulation. Okay, let me give it to you again. Vibration means a person's emotional state that's associated with the level of mental stimulation. See, Whispers, I know that some of you may have heard many people speaking about, are you like a high vibration or a low vibration person? And you may have even wondered, like, you know, is this some new catchy phrase, some kind of trend, or is this something that people are just kind of coming into all of a sudden? Well, or is it real? I've heard a lot of people say, is this really real? Well, don't feel bad if you don't know what it means or what it is, but yes, it is definitely real. And it means, and a lot of things that we talk about or you hear, you may kind of tap into later on. But see, here at Whispers in a Bottle, we always want to bring in a conversation that is going to help us to do what? Level up for 2022 and beyond. Because remember, I told you, we are on that trajectory for that growth mindset. And so this is one of the key elements for us to really kind of hone into and really make sure that we are vibrating at a higher decimal. See, the truth is that instinctively, on both a primal and intellectual level, we can sense that not only is everything composed of energy, but this energy varies in its quality and quality. Notice, I said the quantity and quality drastically in everyday life. It does. It has an ebb and a flow. And you know, I talk to you all about ebbs and flow all the time because that's how our lives are. It's on a trajectory that it has an ebb and a flow. And everything cannot be at a constant high and everything cannot be at a constant low either. See, question for you. How many times have you met someone that you just felt like they had such dynamic energy? Or maybe you've met someone that was like the polar opposite, that was kind of like the Eeyore of the group. The ladies in the chat box are like, oh, we have a couple in our group. Notice they didn't say which way or the other. You know, so we have to really get into this because that is the energy that they are vibrating at. So if a person has this dynamic energy and it seems like they're pulling everyone into them, they're probably vibrating at a very high decimal. Oh, and then you have the other one who is the polar opposite. They're vibrating at a lower decimal. See, I know that I'm a person who really can sense a person's energy immediately. And I can read energy very well. And at first, I may not be able to put my finger on what it is exactly that is just slightly off with a person. But 9 times out of 10, I'm not incorrect about what the person's vibe or that energy really is. And if it's off or if it's really kind of connecting at a higher decimal. And sometimes we have to sharpen our skills to be able to do that, to realize what people are really bringing and what they have coming forward towards us. You know, I tell you all the time about protecting your energy. We don't get into it, but I always tell you all that, and especially even my clients. My clients know that I speak on this and I speak deep on it with them and how they go about doing that. You know, it's an element that we all have to embody. See, our bodies are composed of energy, producing particles, each of which is in a constant motion. And like everything and everyone else in the universe, you are vibrating and creating energy. And I know that probably sounds a little odd to you, but it's true. Because if you're into science or you watch any of the nature episodes, it speaks about how electricity. Now, if you ever watch the episode on Nat Geo with regards to lightning, and it spoke of how lightning has energy and what the connections to certain things. And it gave this on the episode that it slowed down the time. It gives the elapsed timing, but it shows the charge that comes off of like a tree or off of a person, that if that lightning connects with that charge, it makes connection and pow. So it's the same thing that we have inside of us. We have that energy that is dynamic. And many people, when I start speaking about this, are like, okay, Sonia, here we go. But it's true. You know, I get these conversations. I get into like these deep conversations and people are always like, okay, here she goes. She's off and running. But I want you all to realize that there's certain elements about ourselves that we need to know so we can bring in a better quality of ourselves. And see, that's what this discussion is about, really elevating that vibration so we can be at a better frequency. And that frequency isn't just for other people, but it's for us, for Y-O-U. I always tell you guys, and because Whisperers, I know that the concept of energy fields in the, they may sound like odd, but it is even proven to have health benefits when it's called like an energy medicine. So like some people can have like certain things going on with them, and because of the vibration, or they'll have like a certain sonar, or they'll do infrared treatments even, because it's a different frequency of the body and it has a great element for people to heal with. It just impacts them in a different kind of way. And it's dynamic when you really get to experience it, you get to see it. It's really cool. I love stuff like this because, you know, whenever I get to talk about science or our minds, it just kind of like elevates things for me and it makes me excited. You know, I'm like a kid. I'm a kid when it comes to like science and the brain, period. I love it. Today's discussion, we aren't going down that pathway as far as it goes with medical. I'm only speaking on how your energy is vibrating and being passed on to others that you are in connection, contact, or they are connecting with you. So it's one of those things like that. So that's what we're going to get into. And I guess you all might have even been wondering, what does having a low or high vibration mean? So let's look at what each quality means, okay? Because I always like to make sure that I'm giving things to you in part, so it's easier to digest and really to kind of sit and resonate with you deeper. And sometimes, like I tell you, you have to come back and really listen to the episode again so you really can connect with what I'm talking about. So to have a high vibration, this is generally associated with positive qualities and feelings such as like love, forgiveness, compassion, and peace. Notice those qualities. Then with a low vibration, they're mostly associated with like a darker element or quality, which is like sometimes people have that hatred in them or fear, greed, the lack of empathy and compassion. And see, those are dark elements that lower a vibration level and that don't allow you to connect. See, what this means is essentially that the higher your vibration is, the more in touch you are with your higher self, that inner quality of your consciousness, feeling complete and not in a egotistical kind of manner, but on more of a harmonious, balanced feeling. See, a lot of times when people are in tune with this, or sometimes people may feel like, oh, well, you know, there's such a low vibration and I don't associate. It's not about that. It's not about elevating yourself egotistically. It's more of a way that you're flowing and how you feel. Now, there's some people that you can't connect with because they are vibrating so low. See, when you are one of these type of people that vibrate at a higher decimal, you tend to look at things in a positive light instead of a critical or with skepticism. I always think like, you know, I always talk about my mom on this show with you guys because, you know, my mother was a person who vibrated at a very high decimal. She was like, oh my goodness, that woman, she could see the good in almost anything and anyone. It didn't matter, but she really could. And she would just, you know, sometimes she would be like, you know, Sohn, don't feel like that because they haven't had the opportunity or they don't know that it's this or that. And she always could spin it that it would be something positive, that she was always like that. She was always so bright. And she just was great. And sometimes it made me laugh because sometimes me and my brother, we would just be all upset because we're like, mommy, she's always, you know, so like taken with people, and she's always given like second, third, fourth, fifth chances, you know, and we were like, oh, but it was true. But then we look at ourselves, and we are the same way. We love people. We're kind to them and compassionate. If you need us, we try to be there for you, everything, because it's a part of our makeup and a part of that vibration that we have. Where on the opposite side of the table, if you're vibrating at a lower decimal, you know, it's more that you're like out of sync, and it seems to be more, you are critical about yourself. And it's even a part of that. Remember that we talked about a couple of weeks ago, the power of self-talk? People that vibrate at a very high decimal, they harness that power of self-talk. They speak so much life into themselves and into others that sometimes they have to be careful because they emote and they give too much that it drains them. And I know as a therapist, sometimes I'm the same way, that I give so much that I have to kind of refuse and kind of re-energize myself, because at times you do seem to give off that energy like that. But then when you have the other side of the table where they're not able to really tap into that quality and harness that self-talk, but they can harness negative, damaging talk. And see, that's something that we have to be mindful of. And if you notice that you're really struggling with that, and you're just constantly downing yourself, or you're constantly in that negative mindset, it's time to step back. It's time to really step back. And because remember when we had our discussion on the power of self-reflection? During that discussion, that was in January. That was the earlier part of January. It might have been like the 11th or somewhere around there. I had told you all about, you know, that moment of really having to pause. And self-reflection is to be able to sit in that moment and to just kind of deeply tune into ourselves. So I was thinking about that during this discussion, and it made me really come up with a dynamic kind of acronym. And you know how I do love good acronyms. I'm a person that loves acronyms. And I thought this was a great one. And if you guys have a pen, write it down, because this is powerful, this acronym for pause. It is, the P is for persevere, and that we have to really be present in that moment, that we have to push on and to kind of direct ourselves to be moving forward in a direction. And the A is for ask, because we have to ask ourselves deeper questions that will help us examine our mindset. The U is for understand, or understanding. See, it gives us a better viewpoint on the qualities we want to emulate. See, that's that thing of understanding. And understanding also allows us to have compassion for ourselves in those moments that we may stumble. And the S is for strategize. And this is a game plan, how we will take action to implement the qualities we need to elevate our vibration and that frequency. And then we have the E. The E is for evaluate. We have to evaluate the outcome of us taking the actions that are needed to elevate our mindset, to put that game plan into action, and so we can be able to vibrate at a higher decimal and quality. So the acronym for pause is that we have to perceive, to be observant. We have to ask ourselves deep questions. We need to be understanding, or understand, to give us a better viewpoint on the qualities we want to emulate, and then we have to strategize or take a game plan together to be able to elevate ourselves and to move in conjunction with the things that we are wanting to be better in our lives and the quality of where we're vibrating. And then we have to evaluate. And sometimes when we do these evaluations, we have to extract certain things even. We have to eliminate certain things so we can be able to elevate our mindset. And sometimes it even requires that we even have to extract people. See, that's something that a lot of times people don't want to look at. You know, remember in this discussion also on self-reflection, I told you this word meant like the self-reflect meant to have like a deeper form of meditation, serious thought about one's characters, actions, and motives. See, when we have to sit in that moment of pause, there's that quiet, and so many times people don't like the quiet. But see, to get to vibrate at a higher decimal, we have to sit in it and be present. And I know this is a deep conversation, but for us to really gather what I'm saying, we have to be able to really hear it. And sometimes, like I said, in that moment, we just have to just kind of come back and take our notes. Ask the questions. You got questions, drop them in the chat box. The ladies over here have several questions. They were saying that when you ask these deeper questions, are they things that you should be really asking about other people? No, this is all about you. You have to ask yourself the deeper questions. You have to be willing to sit and really kind of self-examine where you're going and what you're doing. Because we had a different acronym for SELF, and you got to go back and listen to that discussion because that was powerful. It came from a powerful speaker, a dynamic speaker that I had on my round table of intention, and I just think like that acronym fits in so many elements of our lives when we're talking about SELF. And even doing this self-evaluation of if we're vibrating low or if we're vibrating high, because it just means that we have to stop. We have to pause. We have to reevaluate and look at ourselves. I also want you all to realize something as well. Be careful about giving like this label to someone being like low vibration person, because ironically, I hate to say this, but this really does perpetuate a lot of segregation and discrimination many times. And you have to be careful with that. So even if you know a person is vibrating at a lower decimal, I would not even say that you should speak on it or speak on it to others, but to be careful and to guard your energy and be mindful of how you're placing that person in your life. I always tell my clients that this is more of a self-discovery tool. This is not about, you know, going over and magnifying somebody else, putting them under that light. This is about you and really seeing how you are as a person. Because, see, you may be thinking that you're vibrating at a higher decimal, but lo and behold, you're really not. And then you're the person who is taking the energy from other people. And if you notice that people try to avoid you or they're just, oh, yeah, well, you know, we got to get together, but they never do it. Maybe you should really look at that and then really self-examine how you really are coming across. See, a lot of times we think we are doing certain things and lo and behold, we're not. And so sometimes we do have to do that self-examination. I guess some of you even may be thinking, well, you know, you spoke of this low vibration. So what are some of the qualities or, you know, the frequency, how does it tell? How do you tell if somebody is doing this or if you even have it? Well, you know what? A lot of times they are not in control of their emotions. Their emotions are in control of them. And so they have fits of anger, jealousy, bitterness, guilt, blame. You know, it's you. It's not me. And the three fingers are still pointing back at themselves. It's like that. So when your emotions control you and you don't control them, that is the way that you know that you're vibrating at a lower frequency. And sometimes we just have to really just get our emotions harnessed, because you may be a person that just seems to like every second like blow up, or you're so crying, or, you know, you're trying to express yourself, but people can't even really understand you because you're crying through everything. But sometimes we have to sit with ourselves to understand the emotions that we're feeling and where are they stemming from? Where are they coming from? But you have to really do that examination like that. And sometimes if it's so hard for you to really be able to tap into that, you got to get professional help. And I tell you all the time, I'm here. Tap into me. I leave a live link in the description box to my calendar so you all can definitely go and, you know, have a free consultation. And we can work on these things, and we can start setting out the goals that you need so you can start vibrating at a higher decimal. You know, it's funny how so many of our discussions really kind of circle back to other elements of what we're doing, or how we've had other discussions that kind of connect with each other, and how they come back into play to continue to build on the mindset and to elevate you into that growth mindset. See, this discussion goes hand in hand with harnessing the power of self-talk. It goes in hand in hand with the power of self-reflection and how they both kind of marry in so you can be able to vibrate at a higher frequency and that decimal that we're speaking of. I can't even begin to tell you all, you know, how impactful this conversation really is. Because sometimes when I'm sitting and I'm doing it and I come in here and I hit the button to go live and I start really talking about the elements and different things of making up this conversation, things start to really kind of flow inside of my mind as I'm talking to you all. And I tap into this, you know, different kind of element when I come in here. It just helps me to kind of really broaden my mind and my senses of when I'm sitting here behind this microphone. You know, this all is like, I guess, tapping into this all the time for much of things that I say or I'm doing or accomplishing, it's more so that when we're trying to work on qualities like this, it's a challenge. And I always say, are you really up for the challenge? Because sometimes, a lot of times, people aren't. And they see qualities that they really love in other people and they would love to emulate that and they would love to be a part of that, but if it requires so much work of them, they don't want to do it. But when we want to be a better version of ourselves, we're willing to invest in it. We're willing to really take the time to get to know about it. You know, I happen to be friends with a pretty influential person, and he always tells me that, you know, he speaks to himself at least like 10 times or more a day to keep his like mindset balanced and focused. And I kind of laughed at him the first time I heard it. But I have to tell you, I've been a firm believer in this form of like self-talk and elevating your mindset since I was young, but I really never gave it any thought until I started doing this discussion and I was talking with him. And in speaking with him, he was saying that a lot of times people don't speak to themselves, and talking to themselves in a way that is calling for better quality. Like he said, he looks in the mirror and he says to himself, you know, you're doing great things in your life, sir. but you have to be willing to even shift a little bit more so you can achieve and be a better person for not just yourself, but your family. And I was like, wow. I said, you say that to yourself? And he's like, yeah, I stand in the mirror and I talk to myself in that way. Or I say to myself, you know what? You're not really showing up as the quality of person you're supposed to be. So you have some work to do. And he said, and I'm willing to look at it. And he said, I write it up on my whiteboard. You know, you didn't show compassion to yourself. You were so critical of yourself. Or you was this. And he said, and I look at it and I examine those things about myself. And as I was thinking about this discussion, that when we start to do that and we look in that mirror and we talk to ourselves, remember I had a discussion with you of how you need to stand in front of a mirror and speak to yourself and speak positive words into you that you can see you speaking to you. And he literally is embodying this and doing this all the time. And I do it, but I don't do it as frequent as he does. And I said to myself, I was very conscious of it for this whole time, this last 2 weeks of doing this and bringing this discussion to life. I would go to my mirror and I would talk to myself, or I would sit there looking at myself, and in my heart I was saying things. And it made me start writing and different things that I wanted to be better as and better in. And I was like, wow, this is powerful. See, Whisperers, I want to work with you to challenge you and raise your awareness and that vibration like that. And I want you to even help your children to be the same way, because guess what? They're your legacy. And if they can harness this quality now, imagine the level of their vibration that they will have when they are like 10, 11, 12, and then into adulthood. Oh, my goodness. They will be incredible people. They could be the next Martin Luther King. They could be anything they want, and they could have that dynamic. They could be motivational speakers or lawyers that are giving dynamic closings, or even doctors or teachers influencing other young people, because that's what this vibrating at a higher decimal does. See the energy that's in me right now? That's what this is. This is that power of this. You know, I put together something even special for you all, and it's live in our description box here in this episode. And what it is it's the nine ways to elevate your positive vibration. Go over there and get your free booklet and download it, because it's going to help you each day to tap into a higher quality and helping you to even change and pivot your mindset that you're able to really tap into these qualities. And see, this has to be done on a daily basis. And you're going to see something very interesting in there on how long it takes for something to become a habit and something to really pivotally change in your life, that you don't have to think about it and it's just automatic. And I'm not going to tell you what it is, because if you want to know, you'll go over there and you'll download that free booklet for you. And it's beautiful. And it's 9 ways to elevate your positive vibration. So, you know, I always say, and I always have my clients, and this is the funny thing. All my clients will tell you, I make them say, and I get them to a point where they finally can say that they are diamonds. But why do I do this? Why do I have them do this? See, when you can see your true value, you begin to see that you are worthy of being happy, whole, and you start vibrating at a higher frequency. That is the reason why I tap into that. And when I first start working with my clients, at first they can't really say it. They can't even look themselves, because I want them to look at themselves and say that I am a diamond. And sometimes they can't do that when they start out. And it may take us a couple of months, but then one day I come into the session and I say, hello, how are you? They're like, oh, good. So, you know, what are you? And they all of a sudden, I'm a diamond. Boy, that energy is like, it just booms. And it's so hot when they do it. I'm like, yes, yes, you are. And it's that elevation that they start to connect with. And it's beautiful when you see them really appreciating the quality and the worth that they have. That's why I do this. That's why I'm in this business, and this is why I do this, because I love working with people and being able to tap into that deeper quality, to remove the things that are kind of prohibiting them from elevating and having that growth mindset and being able to just walk with that clarity. When I get to do that, that's energy in itself. I'm like pumped. I may be tired at the end of the day, but I'm a good tired because I've had a pretty good day. And clients that are still struggling, I still have a good day. Because guess what? We've actually probably achieved something in our session that they can look at and they can celebrate that micro win. Because they get to celebrate themselves, and that's what's important for you to be able to vibrate at a higher decimal. You got to see the qualities that you need to tap into, that need to be celebrated, that need to be like, hey, I did that. I know sometimes I say that for myself even. It's just, it's so funny, but I really do. I love celebrating, and I love celebrating myself. I love celebrating my family. It's just a given, and it's just something that is natural, and I'm so excited for others. If you're in business and I'm an associate with you and you have success, I'm probably one of the biggest, like, you know, yay, you did it, you know. I'm excited for you, and I'm always excited for those that are doing great things in their lives or just trying to be that motivation for someone else or even for themselves. It's wonderful. So, you know, I always like to give you guys a few keys, and this is no different. So I'm going to give you a couple of keys. It's not that many in this discussion because this was more of a deeper discussion that I wanted to have. And then on top of it, I want you all to download the 9 ways to elevate your positive vibration. So make sure you click in that link, that live link in the description box. So the first thing I want to tell you is that you got to check your mood. See, meaning you are allowing your emotions to run you. You got to check that. You got to see if you are being run by your emotions. And do you need to do a self-examination on why you're feeling X, Y, or Z? And are the feelings or emotions valid, or are you inflating those emotions? And see, that is a key element. See, when we really come into harnessing how our emotions are, they don't get to run away without us. They don't get to take control and step in and destroy and conquer things that we are trying to really be present and conquerors of. So that's one of the key elements there, that we have to check your mood. And now I have to make you all laugh, because when I speak on emotions, everyone automatically gives this to, like, women. You know, everybody's like, oh, yeah, you know, because women are so emotional. Nope, sorry, pause. Fellas, this means you guys, too. I hate to tell you this, but this means you all as well. Because, see, guys are always, you know, people think they're, like, expressionless, and they don't have emotions. Yes, they do. They have emotions, and sometimes their emotions are running them, and they're not in control of it. That's why you may have a guy that's really kind of a hothead and he pops off, or I'm not putting up with that. You know, who are you talking to? But that might be that person, because his emotions are controlling him. And then they come off like bravado, but it's not. So then the next element is this. Check your results. See, high vibration manifests as positive results, where low vibrations manifest as negative results. You may need to like develop more patience so you'll be able to keep that high frequency. If you notice like that, you seem to be like short-tempered and everything is just getting on your nerves, or, you know, you just can't handle stuff, or you just have, you got to check yourself for a second. Because sometimes you may be taking yourself a little too serious. And sometimes we got to laugh at ourselves, because Lord knows I sure laugh at myself enough. And I may laugh at you too. But this is the thing. We have to be reevaluating ourselves all the time. And then the other thing is check your home. Because see, your home will tell on you. And you might not even know it, but your house is probably telling on you. Because your home is like a physical representation of what is going on in your energy. Prime example, like I have a really good friend and a business associate that, you know, when you see her out, she's like, whoo, put together. She's fabulous. And she invited me over to her house one day. And before she let me in, she goes, okay, look, don't judge me. And I was like, all right, whatever. You know, so what? You know, it was like total chaos. Like a bomb had went off. And I was like, you know you're like a contradiction, right? And she just busted out laughing. She said, I said, don't judge me. I said, I didn't judge you. I'm just saying. But that's the point. Her house was telling on her. Her house was saying, look, I'm overwhelmed. I'm worried. I'm out of control. I'm trying to balance everything. And I got 62,000 balls in the air. But see, sometimes we got to slow it down. And see, if you notice that and you notice that your house is kind of like out of commission and it's kind of like running away without you, that might be just that moment that you need to tap in. I know for myself, like I'm always a person who's trying to get things organized in my office. I'm working constantly in here and I'm always doing stuff. Anybody who knows me as of recently, I've remodeled. I've kind of changed things, threw things away. I'm still throwing things away. I've updated my systems so I don't have to have as much paper too, because I always tell you I'm about the really the ecosystem and really saving on our ecosystem and all. So it's different things that we have to be aware of. We've got to be honest about. And so sometimes we have to be willing to see that, yo, my house is telling on me and I got to get it together. All are never 100% of the time on a high vibration. Because see, like I told you, life has ebbs and flows. And so sometimes we may be, instead of at that 100%, we could be down at 80. But if you fall below that 70 and you go lower, you got to do some work. You have to re-energize and get your vibration back up there, because you don't want to fall below that it just kind of gets zapped out. So, you know, we have work to do. And we always have to be willing to reevaluate ourselves. And if there's places that we need to kind of step up on and be more proactive with, we got to do it. Can't be afraid. Because we want to be the best quality of ourselves at all times. As I tell people, my mom always told me, if you're going to do it, you better show up and show out. And I live my life in that quality because I want to vibrate at a higher decimal. I challenge myself every day to show up in a better way. I refine myself constantly. I'm always, like I tell people, I'm a work of art. I'm always working on it. I'm always refining myself. I go back to that firing and I fire it up again and I make sure that I get it fired up and make sure that the impurities are starting to get filtered out. Because I want to be a good quality and I want to bring better for those that even come into contact with that energy that I give.
When I sit behind this microphone, I want to be that energy that you are getting and receiving. I don't want to be taking away from you and pulling you down. I want to elevate you. See, that's why I told you, 2022 and beyond. I started you guys in 2020, and I told you we were moving forward. We were on a trajectory. And as we got into 2020 and 2021 onward, I told you that we was on a growth mindset. Well, we are on that trajectory now. And see, 2021, 2022, where we are now, we are elevating ourselves to that growth mindset, because guess what? I'm going to step you into the next thing when we elevate and we get that harnessed correctly. I'm telling you, we about moving. My elevator doesn't stop at the sixth floor. I'm going all the way up, and I want you guys to be there with me. So, you know, I always tell you, what are your takeaways that I want to give you? The biggest takeaway today is our acronym for PAUSE. Because, see, when we pause, it helps us to reevaluate. When we pause, we start to see the qualities that we need to shape, fix, and start to align with. And when we pause, we start to understand our viewpoint and what we need to do to eliminate and what we need to do so we can elevate. And we start to strategize. And so that's what this is. This is your strategy plan right now. Tap into this. Don't be afraid to give this to someone else that may need to tap into this as well. Because, see, the best thing you could do is to share with someone else. Because if they're a part of your circle and they're in your top five, so is your network really a seven-figure network, which is your net worth? And that's what you really want. You all want to be able to vibrate, and some may vibrate at a higher decimal than you, so they'll energize you and get you to keep on pushing and moving forward. And the vibrating that you do will elevate and push them to be better too. See, energy connects. And that's what this discussion is about. Are you connecting with your energy at a higher or a lower registry? What are you vibrating at? Are you vibrating at such a decimal that your ear can't even really get it because it's at that pitch? That's how high a frequency I want you all to be at. See, Whisperers, I'm always, always so happy when we get to come into our safe zone to have such impactful discussions like these. I love being able to pour into you all each week. And you all don't even realize what you give to me each week. When you come back here and you listen to me, you're in my Zoom room listening to me and just pouring into me. And the chat box, these women are in here. They're like, oh, my goodness, this is powerful. This is such a great discussion. I got to come back and listen to it again. Thank you, Sonia. Thank you, ladies. Thank you. Because that's what this is about. Elevating each other, helping us to vibrate at a higher decimal. So, you know, I want you guys to always tap in. Don't forget to go and pick up your free booklet, because it's going to give you some great things to work on and to implement every day. Every day you need to be doing them so you can be at a higher frequency. You know, I've really had a good time in here. I love the discussion. I really could go on even more, but we're right here at our time. So we got to get ready to wrap it up. And, you know, I love to have your feedback. I always tell you all, I love to hear from you all. I enjoy when you email me and email our offices and everything. It's just, like, great to hear the discussion and hear what you all have to say. Please feel free to really review Whispers in a Bottle on iTunes or Spotify or right here on Blog Talk Radio. Please follow us. Make sure that you're following us. Give us some love. We would love it. Share us out with your family members, your friends, your associates, because we want to be an impact. I want to make an impact. Because like I told you, Whispers in a Bottle is that statement. It's an old Irish folklore that shipmen would go out and they write their messages of hope and they throw it out into the ocean to carry that message far and wide. Well, that's what I do here on Whispers in a Bottle. It's the proverbial bottle that I stick my message into, and I get to pass it out here and throw it out here on the airwaves so all who want to hear it or need to hear it can pick it up and receive it. And I just appreciate it, and I love it. And I thank you all always for just kind of supporting me and just holding me down. I love it. And don't forget, like, I'd like to get social with you all as well. You know, you can come and find me over on Instagram. I'm at whispersinabottle_podcast, and that's on Instagram. So it's whispersinabottle_podcast. You can find us on Facebook at Whisper in a Bottle. So that's facebook.com/whisperinabottle. And I'm telling you, you're going to want to be following that page. I'm trying to tell you all something, and you need to go sign up for the newsletter because we got something special planned for this month. Yes, this month here, March. And look, happy National Women's Day. Celebrate yourselves, lady. Elevate yourselves, lady, because you got this. This is the time. Doing dynamic things out here. Show up. Show out. I tell you, all you business women, go on and do your thing. Make sure that people know your name. And don't forget, we're even on Twitter that you can find us on Whispers. That's capital WHISPERS, capital BOTTLE. And don't forget, come join me over on Clubhouse. You think we're having great discussions here? Whew, we're having great discussions over there. Roundtable of Intention comes back on March the 8th. At 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we're just like over there really having some powerful discussions. I have two co-moderators in there that are dynamic, April the Loveologist, Kimberly the Heiress. I mean, just like these ladies are fabulous. And then on top of it, we had a dynamic guest speaker, Tariko. He just brought the fire in there. And then everyone that comes on stage and just pours into the conversation. It's great. I'm telling you guys, you're missing it. If you're not over there, you're missing out. I'm sorry. I hate to tell you that. And listen, thank you to the private Zoom room, to the Sun Divas out of Malibu, California. Thank you, ladies. By the way, you guys are so incredible. And don't forget, come back next week. So we'll be back here in our safe zone next week, Friday, at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So listen. You are listening to Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. I am your host, Sonia Lorray, lifestyle relationship counselor, fashion psychologist, educator, and motivational speaker. I'm wishing you guys a safe weekend. Make sure you wash your hands, wear your mask, and just check on your loved ones. All right, guys, until next week, have a great weekend.